From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Lawmakers have reached a compromise that may allow Missouri to adopt a statewide prescription drug monitoring program. Senator Tony Lukemire, Republican of Parkville, proposed an amendment earlier today to a bill sponsored by Representative Holly Rader of Sykeston. The amendment would create a, quote, joint oversight task force for prescription drug monitoring. The body would allow licensed medical professionals like physicians and pharmacists to oversee the collection and use of data rather than the Department of Health and Senior Services. Lukemire's amendment also explicitly limits the ability of law enforcement agencies to access the information and states that the data cannot be used when someone is trying to buy a firearm. The amendment also adds fentanyl and a few other drugs to those being monitored. A key goal of the compromise is to minimize privacy concerns about the gathering of the data. The compromise ended a filibuster by conservative Republicans who have long opposed it. If the Senate passes Representative Holly Rader's House bill with the amendment, it would go back to the House for approval. Today, Missourians are going to the polls to choose party nominees for president. The Columbia Missourian reports Missouri has been allotted 78 Democratic delegates, and today's vote will determine how the 68 unpledged delegates will be divided. Republican Donald Trump is the clear favorite to win the Republican delegates in Missouri, and the Democratic race has tightened to a two-man race between former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Polls will close at 7 tonight. The Missouri Senate has passed legislation that would create a new tax break benefiting businesses. The legislation approved yesterday would allow cities and counties to join together to create special zones where 25% of the state withholding taxes could be diverted to help pay for infrastructure developments for businesses. The new program would be capped at $5 million of tax breaks annually statewide. The bill describes the districts as, quote, targeted industrial manufacturing enhancement zones, or time zones for short. It's now set to go to the House. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has canceled a trip overseas because of concerns about the coronavirus. The Republican governor had been scheduled to leave Thursday to go to Greece, Israel, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates. He was to meet with business leaders about expanding business in Missouri and to visit Missouri-based military troops stationed overseas. A Parsons spokesperson says the governor had planned to be gone until March 22nd. No makeup date has been set yet for the trip. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.